This is Ozarks Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Courtney Lanning. Courtney, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Courtney's a film critic with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and she promised last week that we would hear a review of the G.I. Joe franchise new movie, Snake Eyes, so...
I'm afraid I can't tell you because the studio told me no.
So you ask for a preview and they say, nah?
That's just the way it works sometimes, you know? They said, sorry.
All right, so we don't know anything about Snake Eyes, but you do have a film review for us.
That's true. There's a new movie coming out on Friday. It's an independent film. It's called Broken Diamonds.
Okay. What is Broken Diamonds about?
Broken Diamonds is about a brother and sister who are trying to deal with the sister's schizophrenia and how that impacts both of their lives.
It's always sort of a challenge for a movie to take on serious mental health issues. Does this one handle it well?
Yeah, and I think that's the movie's real strength here, is that you take a very serious topic like mental illness, and you write a very realistic and grounded story involving it. You know, there's so many horrible depictions in Hollywood of mental illness. I think of the horrible Jim Carrey movie, Me, Myself, and Irene. And there's just, you can make a whole list of awful mental health movies. And it's good to see a movie take it seriously and point out that there's a hard reality. One in five Americans just about suffers from some form of mental illness. So these are important stories that need to be told.
So it's respectful.
It is.
All right. So what's kind of the plot line here?
So the main characters are a brother named Scott, who's a waiter. And he is trying to get everything together so he can go to Paris and write his novel. And the story is basically life raining down upon his attempts to do that. He gets a call, his dad just died, and then his sister with schizophrenia gets kicked out of her mental health care home, and he's got to take care of her, and he's just trying to tidy up everything so he can go to Paris. And it's basically about their lives. The sister's name is Cindy, and she does a good job portraying a lot of the difficulties that come with having a mental illness and what happens when you go off your medication. And, you know, the burdens of caretakers are mentioned heavily as well. And it's very grounded in reality film.
Aspiring novelist who wants to go to Paris.
Yes. And for this is the only part of the movie that doesn't make a lot of sense. As characters in the film will point out to Scott, you can write a novel anywhere. And the movie doesn't really explain why Paris. Why can't he write in the U.S. or Canada or Japan or Great Britain or Mexico?
Yeah. I suppose if I was given an option to do something here or in Paris for a while, I might opt for Paris.
Sure, I can see where it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Movie didn't really explain why Paris.
All right, it's an indie. We don't know if it's going to be screened here.
No, we don't. So you'll just kind of have to keep your eye on movie listings and see if one of the theaters around here will pick it up. But the good news, like you and I were discussing before the microphones clicked on, is that everything is going to streaming faster and faster now. So if you're interested in seeing Broken Diamonds and no Northwest Arkansas theaters get it, just keep your eye on Amazon and iTunes and other places where you can buy it, and it'll be out soon.
Broken Diamonds. You're giving it a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
A positive review.
Definitely.
All right, so for Snake Eyes, we're just going to have to go out on our own.
Yeah, you're just going to have to buy a ticket if you want and see what the studios didn't want to provide me in advance.
All right. You emailed me a list earlier today about what else is being released this week, and I feel like it's this multiple choice, like one of these is not a real movie because I hadn't heard of any of them. Other than Snake Eyes, Old... That's a movie. Joe Bell, that's a movie. And Val.
Yes. So Old is the newest M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, boy.
So it's about a family that goes to vacation on an island find themselves rapidly aging.
Right. And there's going to be a twist, I bet, at the
end. I'm sure there will be a twist. It was a little too spooky looking for me. And
gotcha. You
know my rule.
Yes, yes.
Joe Bell, I believe, is Mark Wahlberg, and it tells... I think it's a biodrama about a gay high school student who takes his life and the father tries to raise awareness afterwards.
So oh, interesting.
Also, not a happy movie.
Right, right.
And then Val is a documentary on Val Kilmer's life, from what I understand.
Really?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
You know, from Tombstone to Batman.
Courtney Lanning's full review of Broken Diamonds can be found Friday in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney, as always, thanks.
Thanks for having me.